What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Welcome to the Energy Paradigm with me, Dr. Vic Parag-Devarna. Let's take a deep dive to the energetic core of life, work, business, politics, and education. This show questions everything we've been taught and told. It is eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering. So get ready to ignite the spark, feel the energy, and work the magic. The Energy Paradigm with me, Dr. Vic, starts now.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. I'm so excited about this because I have gotten to work with someone that I'm going to introduce all of you to today. Now, you've had a little sneak peek of Dr. Victor Parag-Devarna. So you had me and talk about him. You heard me do that. And then we had him on a show just for all of you to get to know who Dr. Vic is. But what you don't know is that we're bringing to you a completely transformative series on what he has created, the energy paradigm. And what I mean by that is that, you know, when things happen, when we discover who we are in the times we live in, you know, when we have those moments, something happens to what we create. And the timing of he and I meeting and beginning to look at this body of work and what it's being called, the energy of the universe is calling forward, is a direct relationship to today's show. So today, not only are you going to hear about what the energy paradigm is, but you're going to hear about what he's bringing forward in for the rest of the year, actually. Dr. Vic is somebody that you're going to hear a lot about. He is the one that creative genius behind the energy paradigm. And when you think about his work, whether it be for individuals or an organization, you understand one thing, and that is everything is energy. But what does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? What does that mean to our lives? What does that mean to the organizations that we're in? Well, that's what we're going to tackle today. Dr. Vic, it's great to have you.
Dr. Pat, it's such an honor to be back. So good to see you.
Today is like what we're going to talk about is like this is about discover the paradigm, right?
Absolutely. And maybe I just take it from here, if you're okay with that.
Yeah, well, many people don't know what we mean. So when we say the word energy, a lot of people are really on top of that now. But when we say the energy paradigm, it's like, what does that mean? So let's talk about the paradigm, what the paradigm is, and how does it affect us in every waking day of our lives?
Let me use a segue, because you said that we are in exceptional times. And you know what? This is absolutely right. We live in such exceptional times. And right now, history is unfolding in front of our eyes. And it's so tangible, like never before, at least in my lifetime. It's in your face. And what we are experiencing is unprecedented on Earth. We've got COVID, we've got the closures, we have the fear, we have the global scale of it and people staying at home. And at the same time, everything that has been hidden from us, that has been kept from us, is being swept to the surface and it becomes visible. And every day I go online and I learn new things, and one is more incredible than the other, and I'm looking at it with disbelief. And looking at it with disbelief is the incredible opportunity for us all to question and change the paradigm. And I will get to the paradigm, what that means.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think every moment, you know, people have asked me over my life, and I know I've asked you, where I've asked you, what are your aha moments? And you know, we're living in a day and time, and I think, boy, you just said it. We are in moments of disbelief that are happening 24/7 for us. But this is also where your body of work comes in, not only in helping us understand that, but also understand, you know, what we're capable of.
Absolutely. And I think the overarching question that we need to ask ourselves is, what serves humanity? And This is about who we really are at heart, our values, our spirit, our honor, our integrity. It's how we show up every day and how we step up and how we do what's right. And the question is, how can I serve? And how can I or my life have meaning? That is, that goes beyond the material things that we are involved in every day. And I think it's about creating a legacy. What am I leaving behind? In my wake, is there collateral damage? Or is there goodness? Is there love? Is there, do I leave people lit up or do I leave damage behind? And I think right now, and I would get to the segue to the paradigm. So bear with me for a second here, because the timing, as you said, is perfect. I mean, this is divine timing, and how we met, you and I, it couldn't have been more opportune. Right now, it's time to wake up and to question everyone and everything, no matter the source. Don't follow. Learn how to lead your life. Steer your own ship. Nobody has the right to tell you what's right or wrong. Nobody has the right to censor the information that you're being given to make up your mind. Nobody is allowed to tell you what to believe and what not to believe, because it's yours only. And how you should feel and how you should not feel, it's nobody's business but yours. What we need to learn is to not delegate our power, because we have much more power, you already mentioned it, than we are led to believe, and then that we are growing up with in the belief system. Mm-hmm. Don't delegate the power to those who tell you that they are in charge, right? Think critically, think for yourself, make up your mind, snap out of just following often blindly. And what I mean with that is, we need to learn to question the paradigm that we are living in right now and find the one that is right for us, that sits with us. And I think with this, what resonates with our heart, spirit, and soul, what makes you sing inside, it's this elevated feeling. And I think that is the segue that I wanted to give into what is the paradigm. The paradigm, or a paradigm, is a filter. It is a frame of perception. It dictates how we live. It dictates our reality, how we are thinking, reasoning, how we are communicating, how we are making decisions. It dictates our behavior. It is like a software, our operating system that runs us. And it comes with filters and blinders, because if you abide by one paradigm, you're seeing only a little part of what there is. So those blinders need to come off. And the prescription glasses that help us see what's right or wrong, what's good or bad, those need to come off, because we need to question them. Are those the right glasses?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's how we look at life.
Yeah. And I think that's what we're talking about, Dr. Vic, when we look at and explore, as we started this today, right? When we look at and clearly explore the idea of, we are living in a way of being. Yeah. We're living in a way of being. Another word for a paradigm is, we're living in a way of being. And so often we don't feel like we are the founders, the creative genius of our reality. Mm-hmm. And I think part of what you're bringing is, we are the creative genius of our reality. And we are the people that can decide, what do I do today? What do I do in this moment? What am I going to listen to? What am I not going to listen to? And in the end, the energy around all of that is such a barometer for the events of our lives, isn't it?
Yes, very much. And you know, it all starts with how we look at ourselves, how we look at people, and how we look at life. Is life, and here are a couple of questions that I can just throw out, and you can ask them, everybody who's online and hopefully listening to this, ask you yourself those questions. Is life really birth, education, work, bucket list, and death? Is that all there is to it, or is there more? because we are led to believe that this is it, right? That we need to chase the money, fame, happiness, and then, you know, sometime we go away and that was it. When we look at children, is it right to bend them into submission, to make them conform to our paradigm, what we think is right or wrong, because they are supposed to create the future. But as Albert Einstein said, you cannot create the problems that you created have created in the past with the same thinking that you had when you created the problem.
Yeah.
So why don't we let our kids run and come up with their own solutions?
Yeah, because, you know, the when you break that down and you think about Einstein's, you know, that phrase, and I've gone back and looked at a little bit of what he said about it. And it's an interesting issue of probability. You know, here's what I learned, and it took me a lot of years to learn it as I was almost flunking out in my graduate statistics class. Probability does not consider possibility.
Wonderful.
Probability considers randomness.
Yeah.
And there are laws in probability, but the laws of probability do not take into consideration the magic and the miracles that possibility thinking does. And those are different energies. And I'm not saying, Dr. Vic, that one is right and one is wrong. Mm-hmm. But when we look at the energy of them, and that's what we're going to talk about when we come back from break. When we look at those two, right? And I have a friend that lives and breathes by probability theory. But when we look at both of them, it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's discovering the energetic nature of who we are, and where we want to go. And whether or not probability is going to get me there or possibility. Now I will tell you, to break that very conceptual thing down, probability would have told me, don't bother applying for a doctoral program because the chances of you ever, ever, Pat, getting accepted are one in a trillion. Possibility says pay no attention to that and send your applications. Let's take a short break. We're coming back. We're going to look at the energy of both of those because Dr. Vic is going to take us on a ride. And the ride is a new Disney event, and it's to call Discovering the Force Energy. We'll be right back.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The energy paradigm. So that you know, before we really dig deep into this, because I think we're going to end up maybe skipping the last break, one of the things you should know is that we started to work with Dr. Vic several months ago. And what folks don't know, that when you say yes to an idea, it takes on a life of its own. Whatever the paradigm was that you thought you knew about your life, your career, there's something that happens. And he's going to explain it right now. For the moment, I would love for you to take a look and go to theenergyparadigm.com. In about a week, the entire landscape of that website will shift and change, and you'll see how. Because part of the show today with Dr. Vic is to explain the discovery that is behind this and how sometimes, you know, the crisis of our lives and what we go through, it brings out the genius in us. It helps us evolve. And that's what we're talking about today. If everything is energy and you know it, how well do you know the effect you could have with your own energy? How well do you believe that you could be the masters of it? Dr. Vic, it's great to have you here today. All right, look, I know we're going to finish a little bit more about the paradigm, but here's the deal. Probability, possibility, discovering the force, the energy. This has been a journey for you, but this is a life's work. You are the person that launched and created the brand, the idea, the model, the organizational work, the individual work called the energy paradigm. Let's take a look at the different way you had to look at the different ways of being you.
For me, it started at work. And maybe some of you know from our last episode that for the bigger part of my life, I used to interview, assess, and profile people for jobs, for companies, as to their suitability to fulfill the job and perform. And the question that kept coming up for myself was, is it okay to reduce people to knowledge, skills, and abilities, to box them into personality, to judge their usability and how we can get more out of them? Or is there a flip side to the medal where we can actually see that every single person has infinite potential? And if we can see that, which would be a different paradigm because we need to shift perspective and put on different lenses to see that, how can we support that potential? Look at partnerships and relationships. Is it okay to gauge partners how they can fulfill our desires, how useful they are to us, and when they're not useful anymore, we dispose of them? That's what we see in companies. If somebody's not useful anymore, we dispose of them. We don't even see the potential that they bring. And everybody has potential. Do you see the shift in paradigm? It goes from utility and exploitation to possibility and seeing the spark in everyone. For ourselves, that means, is it okay to reduce myself to a utility? Am I keeping myself small and insignificant, and do I lack meaning? And how did I get this notion? Through schools, parents, teachers, the government. They all claim to know the truth and tell us, oh, it's okay, just relinquish whatever you're thinking, you're going to be fine, right? So that is the old paradigm, and we are programmed with that. We are programmed systematically to not think and to not question. And that's why we can use this COVID break to actually rethink the paradigm. Because what we are is infinite potential. And what if we claim how we feel, which is ousted in so many societies and especially in companies? Oh, you're too sensitive. Oh, your feelings are not valid. Oh, you shouldn't feel like that. This is business. This is not personal. This is business. Do you see how we are ousting everything that has to do with feeling? But the energy has everything to do with how we feel, with our emotions. So what if we claim that our emotions are actually okay? What if we claim that feeling at peace and at ease is a natural human state, instead of feeling at dis-ease and at war? What if we acknowledge that being healthy by nature is something that we are made to feel like without having to pop pills? So, and when we follow this path, we discover that we are all made out of energy, and this has to do with how we vibrate, what our frequency is, what we resonate at. And then we come to what feels right, what feels good. And that is a completely different, this is a paradigm shift from how I was brought up, because I was brought up in the belief that how I feel inside is not valid. There's no truth to it. Oh, you cannot prove it, right? No, you shouldn't feel like this because it's not right. It's not true. And that takes your value away, and it diminishes your truth and your knowing and your intuition. And that is where we need to go. Trust your instincts, trust your body. When I feel something in my body, I need to honor it. Don't listen to anybody who tells you what you're feeling is not true, because that person has an agenda. That's the new paradigm, to follow that path. Do you see that? Can you feel it? It feels different.
You know, somebody asked me at a class I gave, I always open up to questions. You know, I'm a different kind of teacher and lecturer. I spend about 15 minutes on the construct or whatever the concept, and then the rest of the time is Q&A. And I remember this exactly, because they asked me, right? One of my students called me the queen of concept, right? Mm-hmm. I always had a concept for something. I always had a metaphor. And so they asked me this question: what do I think was a concept in organizations now, a concept given to organizations that was least accepted? What do I think is a concept that had the most potential and is potentially failing miserably? That was such an easy answer for me. And you said it before: the entire idea of emotional intelligence. The entire concept of that, the work that was done, the model, right? It was one of the more brilliant ways to understand what you just said. But what happened to it? Why isn't it being used everywhere? Why isn't that what comes off a CEO's tongue every time you talk to them? Because it's exactly what you said. It is come to work, leave it at the door. However, talking about the energy, are talking about what the energy of a meeting was, or whether or not the energy in the room can create the kind of solution you're looking for, or whether or not the energy of being in a room with people feels good or bad. You see, that is what really could give us a level of awareness. And isn't that the force that you're talking about? Because when you're talking about emotions and emotional intelligence, we are not schooled on that. We don't know in the workplace, is that empathy?
No.
Right? No, it's not empathy, because I just need the work done. But we're talking about the energy, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it is how you feel inside and how it informs everything that is around you, because we do have a field around us. Call it aura, call it magnetic field, call it whatever you want. Call it radiance. I call it radiance because I like that. Because it radiates out. And it calls something in, and that is the magnetism. And you see that. Some people do have that. And you look at them, and it's almost like we're We cannot take our eyes off them. Why? Because they have the force. They have a command of who they are and what they're supposed to do and how to do good in the world. And that is something that has never been taught to us, because most people feel very uncomfortable with it. Yeah, because it requires a different thinking. It's not something where you can put a mathematical formula to it. It's not something where you can put hardcore science to it, because it's intangible. It's kind of difficult to grasp. But that is what life is made out of. It's all energy. It's all how we feel. And when you follow this radiance, you will find the path that you're supposed to walk. And you will find that everyone has potential, including you, because if you deny it to anybody, they will deny it to you. And then we are in our present society. Welcome. Right? So we need to change that. Everyone has purpose. Everyone matters. If you deny it to them, if you think you're smarter, well, guess what they're doing? Huh? Trying to outsmart each other. And it all boils down to making a decision. And the decision is, do I want to matter? Can you feel the resonance of that?
And there's no question about it. There's no question about it. I mean, aren't you describing essentially what we're seeing in the middle of a crisis like we've never really seen before? Aren't you really describing the scenarios that we're seeing, where in a neighborhood of the Bronx, people are coming out, or a neighborhood in Brooklyn, or some other place where they have high-rise buildings where people can come out and stand outside and bang on a pot? Yep. I mean, aren't we talking about the energy of something to really fight back in a positive way about something that is so deadly? Aren't we seeing it in all of the Instagrams that are being done of people singing and laughing and smiling and doing a whole bunch of things? As a matter of fact, it's such an energy because there's no logic to this. You see, there's not a logic to this response. The only way to explain it is there's an energy to it, right?
Absolutely.
There's an energy.
There is something life-giving about it. Because staying at home, watching the media, and binge-watching Netflix and drinking booze and eating chips, that's taking the life force away from you. So how can you get life force?
Let's hold that thought, because I want to come back from break. And that, to me, right there, how do you get it? And I want to say this. There is a movie that I started to use clips from this movie now to teach people about how to shift a paradigm. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, but we're going to talk about this with Dr. Vic, because this is navigating the energy. You know, it's not just Dr. Oz saying energy medicine is the new frontier. Navigating the energy is the new galaxy of personal development. And Dr. Vic spent a lifetime understanding it, teaching, working with individuals, working with communities, because this is why, in the middle, the epicenter of a crisis, why we now have more donations, GoFundMes, collect money, donate tires, why we have more of this now than any negative newscast, but we just don't talk about it enough. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Yeah. Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. To find out more about Dr. Vic, go to TheEnergyParadigm.com. And like I said, you're going to see the evolution of what Dr. Vic is bringing forward. You will start to see, first of all, a new website come forward, and it's going to reflect the evolution of the energy paradigm that he has been going through and the genius behind how to address what's going on in the world, but more importantly, how to provide you all with the tools that you need to make sure that you understand how to navigate the energy, how to go through the wave. And the paradigm idea is so important. And Dr. Vic, let's just start with this before we get into it. Clearly, I referenced a movie, and the movie I referenced is exactly what we're talking about. There's no mistake that most of the folks out there understand what the phrase, let the force be with you, is about.
Doesn't that resonate with you? There is a force out there that is largely untapped, that has been kept from us, that is foreign to us. We need to learn that language, right? It's like speaking a different language. It's like shifting our life to a different platform, elevating it maybe. There is a force out there, and that force is infinite. And the force is, I see it, the way to unlock humanity in all of us. It's a way to the heart, right? And it has to do with what we already talked about, Dr. Pat. It's this resonance, the vibration, the radiance. They show the way to the force. And I like to see it as a three-step process, because you asked me how can we do this? How can we be? How can we live? How can we matter? Beyond what we are led to believe, beyond the riches, the fame, and you know, the achievements. And it starts with how we show up for life. And the question here is, what resonates? If you take away all the ifs and buts and all the fear and all the, oh, I cannot do this, and all the playing small, what really resonates with you? That is the crucial question. Because when you find this, you have a bedrock to stand on, no matter what your life is, no matter how hard your life is, and how much adversity is being thrown at you, you have something unshakable to stand on. That's where the force begins. And can you see how you tap into this force? I see it as a vertical force. It goes up, and then it radiates around us, right? This has to do with, who am I? what is the internal integrity, the inner integrity of myself? Do I have a spine? And can I stand straight when it matters most, or will I cave? That is the force. If you have that, you are the bamboo in the storm. You are the palm tree in the storm. You will always whoosh, come back up. A couple of leaves might fly off, but then whoop, you're back. And with that, the question is, are you ready to be in service to humanity and find your way, not a dictated way, find your own? That is, for me, the first ingredient to tap into the force and to surf this wave of the future, how I call it. And now imagine we do this with everybody. Isn't this looking for the spark in the person? Isn't this looking for what makes everyone unique? Isn't this looking for the potential instead of pegging somebody into a square hole and expecting them to perform? Do you see the difference how following that energy, how motivating that is, how you can get up in the morning and be the Energizer Bunny? And that brings me to the next step, the second step, which is to step up. Just being and vegetating and sitting in our chairs and commenting on Facebook doesn't do it. We need to step up to something, and there's a calling for everyone. And there is an initiation that we have to go through, and it has to do with overcoming our fears. And for me, that fear was being public. What I'm doing right now here, I'm expletive scared of it. Okay? I call it the big quest. Find what you are asked to do with this life, how you carry your energy into the world. What can you do? Because that is what really matters. It's the willingness to learn our life lessons and to move on. Because what I've noticed in my life is the problems keep coming up and coming up and coming up until I finally get the lesson, and then the next problem comes. It's almost like going up a staircase, right? And it is this decision to make a difference. What is the path? The quest shows you the path. And there is this initiation thought in this, because it is daring. It is daunting. It is overcoming what holds us back. And once we do that, we can tap into the energy that lights us up. And with that, we can light up the world around us. Can you imagine the healing if only one person in every company is lit up like that, in every team? If we allow people to be lit up instead of berating them and putting them down and telling them they're too sensitive and ousting them because they're different. Let's celebrate that they're different, because they are the way showers for us. That is, for me, the three-step process, how you get from where you are today to where you are supposed to be, and how you can tap in your energy and make the best out of it. Make this lifetime count. Choose, in the end, it boils down to two simple questions or two simple statements. Choose life over death. And what do I mean with that? Life is anything that lights you up, that elevates you, that makes you feel energetic, that makes you feel like, yes, I want to do this. Even if it's scary, I have to do it. It's my duty. It's my calling. Versus death is, oh, I'm too small. I cannot do this. I'm not smart enough. Oh, people tell me that I'm not. Remember from our last show, all the people that showed up in my life and told me what I cannot do and who I will never be because I'm not smart enough, I'm not this, I'm not that. That is taking your life force away. Choose love over fear. And love is this, not the, you know, I love you superficial thing. No, it's this deep-seated, eternal love that fills you up with light, and when I talk about it, I feel it come from my stomach up through my head and out. That is the real feeling. That's the real deal. And when you are in that state of energy, fear goes away. And that's what we need to fight COVID. That's what we need to overcome our paradigm that we are still caught in. It's you know, there are cracks and the plaster is coming down right now, and which is fantastic to see. But this is what we need to shift the perspective, to get the new lens, to look at life, at ourselves, and at each other in a completely different way. Follow the heart. Feel where it sings. Where does your heart sing? That's it.
Well, you know, part of this too, and one of the things that I think I'm struck by an observation and also an application is that there is a sense of friction. And let me explain a little bit about what I mean by friction, because when we say friction, everybody has a visual of it, right? You know, friction, you rub two sticks together. Well, if you rub two sticks together along, you literally transmute that friction into something amazing. It's called fire, right? And fire by its very nature has an element of flow to it. There's nothing that you can say about fire that shows any constriction whatsoever. You can analyze the flame. You could look at the color. You could determine how big the fire should go by what you put in it. But it began with friction of some kind. And that's the case almost in every circumstance. To create fire, something needs to ignite it, right? Now, what part of friction doesn't serve us, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an interesting dynamic if you've ever watched the movie Castaway with
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
And you watch the difference between when he was trying like a crazy person to get a fire and he couldn't get it. You could see the anger. You could see the fear. You could see the frustration. But fast forward to the scene where somehow he brought a different energy to it. And the aha moment happened when he says, oh, the air is getting to it. But this is really what we're talking about, how to discover that part of ourselves, that part of us where we're friction. And I have to tell you, it is showing up a lot. And I think COVID-19 is bringing it out in everyone. Even when you're on a call and you're trying to talk about something amazing that's happened. But the friction that shows up is the friction of, no, you can't do it that way. No, no, it's not going to work. No, it's not going to work. Boy, I'll tell you, we don't have time for no, it's not going to work right now.
But if... all those wonderful words. I love what you just said. You're absolutely right. There are two types of friction. There is the friction that we all feel right now, and it's the friction that opens our eyes. It's this unease. Something is not sitting right with us. Somehow this doesn't add up. All the numbers don't add up. What they're telling us is not adding up. Somehow, there's an uneasiness. So it can also happen in your job. You know, you're highly successful, but something is always missing. You have the corner office, you have the personal assistant, you have the corporate car, and still it's not enough. That's the friction that tells you you're not there yet. You're not there yet. And it's whispering in your ear, not there yet, not there yet. Come, go on, go on. And what we think is that we need to perform some more in order to get there. And then the voice comes back and says, not there yet. No, this is not it. Right. So that's the good friction. That's the inner voice that steers us to go towards our heart, to go towards our spirit. How do we, in what spirit are we showing up, and actually are we radiating this? And what are we doing with this? Are we uplifting people or are we destroying them? So that's one side. The other side is the challenging friction or the detrimental friction, and that's the one that destroys. That's the one. It starts with self-talk. I'm not good enough. I'm not this. I'm not that. Or my parents were never happy with me. I was never proud of myself. I was not allowed to do this. This is too big for me. Who am I to do? I mean, all the stuff that I have been churning in my head. Oh, I've been told not this, not that. I don't fit here. I don't fit there. Oh, they were ridiculing me. And if you start churning this in your head, you're destroying yourself. You're grinding yourself up. And you know what you do then? You go out and you make other people feel bad. So you feel a little bit better. That is how we get friction into the world. This is how we destroy society. This is how we destroy the potential in people. Now, my appeal here is to follow the little voice, not there yet, not there yet, not there yet, and overcome the fear to be exceptional. I used to have that fear, and I'm still working on that. It's not easy. The self-imposed restrictions, the buts and the ifs and the consequences that I fear, when I put those aside and I feel what makes me tear up, that is the path. Then I'm getting real. And that is something that is non-negotiable. So find that non-negotiable for you, and you will find how you can contribute to this incredible shift that is going to come. And I am convinced it cannot be held up anymore. There are too many cracks. There are too many things that are crumbling. The foundation of what was is giving. The dam is breaking. And it's time now to grow up and define your paradigm. Don't just follow blindly what other people are saying, find yours. And that is with the inner resonance that you can find it. And that is, again, it boils down to this life or death question. What expands? What makes you feel exalted? What gives you energy? If you are in a job or in any type of profession that is life-giving, you will never get tired. It will not deplete you. Why? Because it will give you energy, and that's the force coming in. And there are a lot of different theories how this happens. The yogic people have their own theory. Religious people have their own theory. It doesn't matter how it comes in. What matters is that it comes in, that you can feel this excitement. You are on the verge of something big. I like it to look at it, even when times are tough in my life, I always believed around the next corner, there's something really good waiting. That is what made me feel excited. Because when times are tough, that's when you can change something. When times are good, we're not changing anything. Why? Because it's very convenient, right? We are very comfy. But when times are tough, then we can change and shift our paradigm.
Yeah. You know, I want to break this down for people into what we're seeing about paradigm shifts, because I think it's so important. You know, Dr. Vic, look, one of the things that if we take a moment to notice, we will discover the nuances, not just about what's going on in the outside world, but what's going on. And there's some part of what we're giving people and how we're delivering it that's so magical. You know, the other day I watched something that happened in the news. There was a clip, just really fast, of what people are doing innovatively. And there were two people playing chess in this clip. Now, I don't play chess, but it gave me an idea. And there were two people in this game playing chess on Zoom. I'm like Zoom, like we're doing now, Zoom. We are creating a paradigm right now that we would never have created to bring people closer together. So I want to talk about this with you, because this is the what is my paradigm question. But we are now creating paradigm. So these two people never play chess because they don't live in the same area. So they were not likely to say, hey, come on, let's play chess. They live in other countries. That is a new paradigm we are not talking about. We're not talking about the creative genius. And I can't thank Zoom enough for figuring out the entire privacy thing in 12 hours, right?
No.
But there's an energy that was created out of a need that ended and began with despair. And what do you make of the new paradigm energetically people are creating in the world of possibilities to connect?
We are lifting the energy. That's what we are doing right now. we are discovering, we are in the middle of this energetic shift, of this paradigm shift. We are discovering new ways. That's the creativity. We are shifting the, what I want to see is that we up the energy of the entire planet, make everybody light up. That's how we can change the structures that are and that try to keep us confined and come out in a completely different way, in a way that values the individual, in a way that values the emotional side of us, the emotional intelligence. And, you know, when we look at life, the visual spectrum that we can see compared to all frequencies out there that there is, ask any physicist, is 0.03 something percent, which means it's nothing. So the question is, what else is out there? That's what we need to tap in. Because the material game, we already have that one figured out. Now, well, it's time to up level, go to the next level.
Well, take a look at the show today, Facebook, for example. Zach is running this show, Benny's running this show. So if you know, you don't have time to look at it, but I always monitor what's being said on Facebook as well. So what I noticed was Zach, who is our TTR producer, who really, Zach and Olivia run the video. And I was looking at what Zach did, and he created this really cool lower third. Right. And I don't know, Zach, what is that thing you created? But whatever it is its lower third that's got this really cool energy animation in it. Zach, do you know what that is? What that thing was you created in the lower third? I don't know what it is, but it is the coolest thing. See this? This is important to talk about. And he also created a different logo at the top. See, I have two producers that run these shows, and Benny has been with me for 16 years. And just that little bit of thought in producing your show is going to make a difference. So isn't my last question to you, how do we do something, even if it's small, to create the new paradigm?
Look at yourself.
Last question.
Okay, let me answer it like this. Feel inside yourself first. That's where we need to start. If look at what you're creating in your life, do you like what you see? Do you like how you feel? And if not, then it's time to shift the paradigm, to create your own. Use those three steps that I mentioned before. Start looking at things critically. Why am I thinking this? Why am I reasoning like that? Who told me to do it this way and not another way? How can I express who I am at heart? And I think maybe I can get to the loop with the beginning. You know, many things that we've been taught and told are not the things that we thought they are. And with all the cracks in the old paradigm, the big revealing is coming. And we need to be strong and we need to be united. But it starts at home with every person. It starts with you. Think about how you can make a difference. And it doesn't have to be big. Make a difference in your relatives' lives. Make a difference for the cashier in the supermarket. Make a difference for a person that is homeless outside throughout this crisis. That is what we need. It is a decision.
Yeah.
The decision.
Dr. Vic, thank you so much. I think we're going to end with that. Make a difference, be the difference. Thank you so much, Dr. Vic. Everybody go to theenergyparadigm.com. Dr. Vic, we're going to continue this series. I can't thank you enough for bringing this to the forefront.
Thank you, and thank everybody who is ready to be the difference.
Thank you for listening to the Energy Paradigm Show, where we unlock the magic of life on transformationtalkradio.com. Visit theenergyparadigm.com and schedule time with Dr. Vic to learn how to run your life with energy and not let energy run your life. see you next time on the Energy Paradigm Show.